even more fun things to do. It'll be fun. You're listening to the Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Hi, it's Larry King. When did I start being good to my heart? When it was almost too late. After my heart attack. That's when I learned one easy way to be good to my heart is drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it helps promote healthy arteries, which contribute to healthy blood pressure. So grab a glass of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice and start being good to your heart today.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Three presidential debates. Negotiators for George W. Bush and John Kerry reportedly have reached agreement on three presidential debates. A source close to the negotiations said the two campaigns have worked out details. Details on the debates being negotiated by former Secretary of State James A. Baker III for Bush and attorney Vernon Jordan for Kerry. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has selected September 30th, University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida, October 8th, Washington University in St. Louis, and October 13th at Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. One vice presidential debate slated October 5th between Cheney and Edwards. The body of American hostage Eugene Armstrong found in Iraq today. Militants led by a Jordanian terrorist claim responsibility, and they say they will behead another hostage, either an American or a Briton, if the U.S. does not free Muslim women from jails. John Kerry says Bush's Iraq mistakes could lead to an unending war. Kerry wants to get more international help, boost Iraqi forces, and provide benefits to Iraqi civilians. John Edwards today says Iraq is a mess, and the reason is George W. Bush. Edwards blasted Bush and his Iraq policies in his home state of North Carolina. As a public service, here's a look at the positions of Bush and Kerry on Iraq. Bush says stay the course through Iraqi elections scheduled for January and until Iraq is on a path of stability and democracy. Quote, and then our troops will return home with the honor they have earned. Next, National Guard and Reserve units in rotation have been notified of coming mobilization and the Army plans to send in the same number of troops who will be coming out of Iraq over the next 6 months, according to the Bush administration. Kerry said today, seek more help from the Allies and boost training of Iraqi security forces as part of the plan to begin troop withdrawals in 6 months and complete it in 4 years if conditions allow. Quote, invading Iraq has created a crisis of historic proportions, and if we do not change course, there is the prospect of a war with no end in sight. On the cost of the war in Iraq, Bush's position, he won approval of $87 billion in October 2003 for operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, including $18.4 billion for Iraqi reconstruction. However, less than $1 billion of that rebuilding money has been spent by the end of last month. Kerry's position, one of the 11 Democrats who voted against the $87 billion, 37 Democrats supported it. Separately, Kerry supported failed effort to pay for the $87 billion by getting rid of the tax cuts for the wealthiest. Senator Pat Roberts says today Democratic charges Porter Goss is too partisan for the job of CIA director are too partisan. The Intelligence Committee chairman spoke at his panel move toward a vote tomorrow, probably on the Porter Goss nomination to be head of the CIA. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Listen to these real stories about arthritis pain.
I use Jointritis. You feel normal again, and you could walk and bend and everything else. After I put that on and it's relieved, there is no pain. I use Jointritis.
Using Jointritis, rubbing it on every night and every morning, I will honestly say that I had no more pain.
Maximum Strength Menthol for pain relief and triple skin conditioners lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed for hours of relief when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Unfiltered.
On the next Unfiltered. It's a jungle out there. Wiley Wild Cats at the University of Arizona take an angry swipe at Fox News. Meow. Are the GOP elephants in bed with the feeble fibbers? And more from the animal kingdom. That fearless flamingo, icon of the indie, John Waters, joins us live. We stand on two legs.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good Monday evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight, wherever you are tuning in. We do appreciate it. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Toll free, as always, 866-303-2270. We can call off the search teams. Tom Daschle, you remember him? He has been found. He was spotted on Meet the Mindless yesterday, not that it matters or anything, but did you ever notice how whenever Senator Daschle is up for re-election, he just disappears? The silence, I tell you, the silence from Senate and House leadership on this Bush crime family is astonishing, isn't it? I realize they have their positions to protect. I realize that Daschle, as always, is in a death race in South Dakota and yada, yada. But wouldn't it be great if the Democratic Party were really interested in getting Bush out of office and installing a Kerry administration? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to behold? The Democratic Party working together the way the Republican Party does to get John Kerry elected. Wouldn't that be amazing? An amazing thing to see. Kerry's out there on his own. And we have some sound from a speech he gave today. President Bunny Pants dared to criticize Kerry's position on Iraq. You know, Bunny Pants is the waffler who has used 23 different justifications for the slaughter that we're involved in Iraq. Slaughter of our own people, beheadings, a nest of terrorism, butchery of Iraqi civilians. And Bush dared to criticize Kerry. Even as Bush's fellow Republicans people like McCain and Hagel, are taking those little tentative baby steps of finding their testicles and being able to stand up and say, you know, maybe what George is doing is not all that correct. A lot of these guys, Hagel and McCain, who, John Kyle, I believe, Republican from, where, New Mexico? Arizona? They, so many of these people are not just veterans, but they're combat veterans. And it must be galling to listen to some little turd like George Bush make the kinds of statements that he makes. You know, it just must be awful. Anyway, a few Republicans are beginning to criticize Bush on his incompetence, and I guess we're all supposed to stand up and cheer, but I don't know, maybe we are. Anyway, we'll have some audio for you, excerpts from Kerry's speech a little bit later in the program. This was, where was this? New York University. I think it was today. Was it today he gave the speech? It's a damn good one. The media, of course, is too busy covering the embarrassment of CBS News and Dan Rather over these damnable documents. The story is correct, but the documents, apparently one or two of them, were altered or constructed by this guy in Texas. Huh? But that's what America wants to hear about. We don't want to hear about. AOL had a poll on their main page of their website, AOL website, and wanted to know if the Dan Rather CBS story has affected your impression of CBS. Has it made it more credible, less credible, about the same? You can imagine what the results were. And then the second question was about the news media in general. You can imagine what the results were. Before we get into that, the important topics, Jimmy Swaggart. Do you remember Jimmy Swaggart? This is the televangelist, cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis. And who was the guy out in Texas who had the club out there, Urban Cowboy, the movie? Who was that? Yeah, we're both drawing a blank. But Swaggart, Mickey Gilley. Swaggart is fascinating. I used to come home working the late shift at WSB here in Atlanta and immediately turn on the Christian Broadcast Network or whatever it was called so I could catch a rerun of Jimmy Swaggart. He was great. He reminded me of the old Hellfire and Brimstone Baptist preacher that I used to listen to, whose church I attended when I was a kid. It was my grandparents' church. And Swaggart, you know, Swaggart would sit there and noodle the piano keys, and he'd sing those songs, and he'd cry, and he'd, oh, Jesus was moving in his soul, and it was just really, really something to see. Swaggart was a genius. And then he got caught with his thingy stuck in his zipper. You remember that? When he got caught visiting whores, this great moralist, like so many of these fundamentalist preachers are. Wonder what they're going to catch Pat Robertson with. But anyway, they caught Swaggart, a competing, yeah, there is competition, it's free market religion. A competing televangelist caught him and exposed him. And Swaggart, of course, lost about 90% of his empire, which is a good thing, you know, because when Swaggart dies and gets ready to go to heaven or hell, depending on, you know, what kind of a mood Jesus is in or God, whoever makes those decisions, you know, Swaggart's not going to be able to take all of his riches. It says that all over in the Bible. Doesn't it say it over and over and over again? But anyway, Swaggart, a whoremonger, somebody who paid women for sex. I think the paying women for sex thing is pretty perverted. Anyway, I'm sorry, if you're a sex worker, I'm not trying to, you know, stomp on your business, but I just think it's pretty bizarre. I really do. So there was Swaggart. Well, that was back in 87. What's it been? 15 years? 16, 17? I can't count. What is that? 17 years, Kathy? Yeah, 17 years ago. So Swaggart is still trying to rehabilitate himself. So on his program that was broadcast on in all 50 United States and a Canadian television station last week, Swaggart said he's going to kill a queer. Now, they have laws against that sort of thing on Canadian television. They also have laws against it in this country, but so far I haven't heard a sound and would not have heard about this. had one of our Canadian listeners, Frank, our Kitchener, Ontario bureau chief, had not sent it to me. According to the transcript of the program, Swaggart said, "I'm trying to find the correct name for it, this utter, absolute, asinine, idiotic stupidity of men marrying men. I've never seen a man in my life I wanted to marry. And I'm going to be blunt and plain. If one ever looks at me like that, I'm going to kill him and tell God he died. I'm going to kill him and tell God he died." Well, first of all, the second part, I'm going to tell God he died. Isn't that what Cain, didn't Cain kill Abel? And when God was out for a stroll one afternoon, "Yo, Cain, where's your brother?"
I don't know.
Isn't that what happened to Cain and Abel? This guy says he's a preacher. I'm going to kill him and tell God he died. Now, what happened when he said that? Studio audience applauded him. This is in New Orleans. That's where the so-called ministry, that's where this soppy brain sick bastard has his ministry, in New Orleans. And it was there this past Saturday where voters agreed to amend the Louisiana Constitution so that gays can never marry. So if you're queer and you live in the great state of Louisiana, Swaggart wants to kill you. And the voters in the state want to bar you from marrying. I don't know. Why don't y'all leave and watch the... how many industries in New Orleans would collapse if all the gay people left, huh? What Swaggart is... now, the FCC in this country has a lot of power for imposing fines and doing bad things. For example, you remember the Super Bowl incident with Janet Jackson's boob? Well, the FCC fined 20 CBS television stations more than $25,000 each over that bare breast incident at the Super Bowl. How many stations in America that carry this swill-filled, corrupted, filthy perversion of Christianity that is Jimmy Swaggart, how many of those radio or TV stations are going to be fined by the FCC for Jimmy Swaggart saying, "I'm going to kill him and tell God he died"? If I were to say something like this, like that on this network, you know what happened? Probably before the program is over, I'd get a call from the network CEO saying, "Mike, it's been great fun. You're out of here." Swaggart, though, and according to the story, all 50 states on stations, all 50 states in the United States, this thing was carried, this threat to kill queers. Hey, this is Bush's America. 'Cause I won't.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
Just were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit Shell.com.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
What you say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And Mama, some bad talk went around town saying that Papa had three outside children and another wife.
No, that was Jimmy Swaggart. Right. That was Jimmy Swaggart. It's Jimmy Swaggart. 21 past the hour. A couple more items here before we get into the heart and soul of the program tonight. The Navy's chief investigator last Friday, this was published. The Navy's chief investigator, Vice Admiral R.A. Root, R-O-U-T-T-E, Root, concluded that procedures were followed properly in the approval of John Kerry's Silver Star, Bronze Star, and Purple Heart medals. That's according to an internal Navy memo. Was this all over the news? I must have missed it. Was this reported by CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, CNN, Fox, NPR? Did NPR report? Did anybody report it? Probably the only place it was heard was on this network. Did we report it? Did anybody report this? See, this is a result of a inquiry from Judicial Watch. That's the whorish outfit run by Larry Klayman, who is running for the Senate from in Florida. He'll probably get 300 votes from former Klansmen down there. But there was a lawsuit filed. Not a lawsuit, a request by Judicial Watch. And the Associated Press identifies Judicial Watch as a public interest group. Oh, my God. That's like saying colon cancer is a bad case of indigestion. Judicial Watch is no more of a public interest group than I'm the Pope. Judicial Watch is a pack of wolves put together by Larry Klayman, probably, who spent the 90s harassing the Clintons. It's another one of those right-wing thug groups. Admiral Root wrote, "Our examination found that existing documentation regarding the Silver Star, Brown Star, and Purple Heart medals indicates the award's approval process was properly followed." Now, is that the end of it? Well, the Judicial Watch's president a real asswipe, said the review is a whitewash and said Judicial Watch would appeal as appropriate. So it's the Navy, the Navy's chief investigator has just conducted a whitewash, according to Judicial Watch. But did you hear about this? You didn't hear about this, huh? You didn't know that John Kerry's medals were all awarded properly, according to the Navy? No, we've what have we had for the past 5 days? And it won't stop. It won't stop. The Dan Rather thing, right? The CBS thing. It just won't stop, will it? Nobody is questioning the cowardly little cracker that sits in the White House. Nobody's questioning the record that he used his father's connections to get into the Guard, used his father's connections to disappear while other people died. This little war hawk punk. Nobody questions that. It's the documents.
Well, that was wrong. Dan Rather never should have done that.
Speaking of too stupid to be president, Jim Hightower had a question the other day. Why aren't the Bush twins in the Army? Huh? He mentions the political coming out of Bush's twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara. Remember at the Republican National Convention, they had a coming out before that, a photo spread that ran in Vogue. And they did look just splendiferous, didn't they? Made up and swathed in glamorous designer gowns, one by Oscar de la Renta, the other by Calvin Klein. But as Hightower says, tacky me, I couldn't help thinking as I viewed the photos, why aren't they in fatigues and Kevlar vests like other women and men their age? Jenna and Barbara announced that they would be joining their daddy's election campaign. Why not join their daddy's war? Huh? Why not do that? Bush says that the war in Iraq is absolutely essential to our national security, right? That's what I've heard, and Hightower writes. And he insists that his policies over there are absolutely worth all the troops who've been killed, worth the mutilations of thousands of other soldiers, worth the beheadings, worth the butchery of civilians, worth the untold illnesses and poisonings being contracted by the men and women he sent there, worth the illegal conscription of tens of thousands of Americans forced to stay in this disastrous war beyond their legitimate tour of duty. So, if Daddy's war is absolutely worth the sacrifice of America's workaday families, why is it not worth the enlistment of his military-age daughters? Huh? You suppose maybe it's genetic. After all, W was a ferocious war hawk during Vietnam. And he used his family connections to keep himself 8,000 miles from Vietnam. And now that he's president, he can start his own war that leaves his loved ones safely swathed in silk and in the pages of Vogue magazine and making stupid grandma sex jokes on the stage of the Republican National Convention. But they're safe. While the loved ones of other families in this country come home in shrouds and boxes. Huh? Yeah, so let's see Jenna and Barbara go join up. Why not? How old are they, Kathy? 21, 22? Perfect age to go be butchered, isn't it? Kill a few before you get caught. One of the people, of the three white Americans who are being held, there's two left now, being prepared for more of these horrific, unbelievable beheadings. One of them is from right here in the Atlanta area. Jennings, I believe that's the name. I'm sorry if that's not the name. I do apologize. And his wife was on local television, a couple of newscasts today. How tragic this is. How tragic this is. This guy could have gone to Iraq in the age of Saddam to do what his wife says that he wanted to do, to help the Iraqi people. But he made the mistake of going to Iraq in the age of Bush. After Bush has engineered the slaughter of literally thousands of Iraqi civilians who have done nothing. They've gone from the madness of dictator Saddam to the madness of the sick bastard in the White House. So here sits people waiting to be beheaded because of Bush's policies. Y'all!
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Don't you have some more of that? I like that song.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand?
You know, as long as CBS is admitting that they screwed up and made a mistake that they now think they should apologize for and correct the story so that we all know the truth, maybe they can start apologizing for the lies and the filth that they humped on the Clinton family for 8 years. When does that start? Whitewater and Travelgate and the haircut hoax and comparing him to the movie Wag the Dog when he was trying to go after Osama bin Laden. Any chance of that happening? Huh? Nah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Mike. That ain't going to happen. No. That ain't going to happen. But, boy, they're just... It's amazing to me the way this whorish, useless, filthy media we have in this country, especially television, the way they jumped on CBS like white on rice, didn't they? Huh? Hasn't this been something to see? The substance of the story is still there. George Bush was a coward, a liar, a sneak, a thief, a cheat. Oh, well. Okay, speaking of coward, lying, thieving, sneaking, cheat, Bush was at one of those Ask Bush events in Derry, New Hampshire today. Ask the Idiot. Speaking to his homies at the Sport Zone. That's where he went. In Derry, New Hampshire today. Bush's latest attempt to paint Kerry a flip-flopper on Iraq. You know, in a way, you just got to love this guy, don't you, this Bush bastard? Don't you just got to love this guy? I mean, this guy has, he really does have testicles the size of Mount Everest. He really does. Stands out there, lies continuously, no let-up. The lies just keep pouring out of his twisted little sneery mouth. But calling Kerry a flip-flopper, this is a guy who has come up so far with 23 justifications for his filthy butchery war on Iraq. Oh, well. Listen to how Bush tries to spin Kerry's comments, and then we'll hear what Kerry really said today.
Today, my opponent continued his pattern of twisting in the wind with new contradictions of his old positions on Iraq. He apparently woke up this morning and has now decided, no, we should not have invaded Iraq. After just last month saying he still would have voted for force, even knowing everything we know today.
Yeah.
Incredibly, he now believes our national security would be stronger with Saddam Hussein in power, not in prison.
You lying bastard. You lying bastard.
Today he said, and I quote, "We have traded a dictator for a chaos that has left America less secure."
Jesus.
He's saying he prefers the stability of a dictatorship to the hope and security of democracy.
No, he didn't.
I couldn't disagree more. And not so long ago, so did my opponent.
Boo! George! We love you, George. This is what Kerry actually said.
Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator who deserves his own special place in hell. But that was not in and of itself a reason to go to war. The satisfaction that we take in his downfall does not hide this fact. We have traded a dictator for a chaos that has left America less secure.
Yeah, that's what he said, George. And you did quote him right about that part, George, you dumb little weasel. Kerry says that was not in itself the fact that Saddam Hussein was like Bush, like Pol Pot, like Stalin, like Kim Jong crazy. That was not in itself a reason to go to war. And all of Bush's other reasons turned out to be total bat squeeze. No weapons of mass destruction, no ties to 9/11, no Al-Qaeda, no reconstituted nuclear programs, no delivery systems ready to attack the coast of New Jersey. All of it turned out to be lies. Bush stands there and says,
yeah, well, he woke up this morning and he believes our national security would be stronger with Saddam Hussein in power. And then the sheep,
The brown shirts who have gathered at the sports zone in Derry, New Hampshire, applaud that. They boo Kerry. Boo! Yeah, boo! Not even close to what Kerry said. Boo! We want war! Yeah, George! Damn right! Somebody else go. I'm busy today. My kids are busy. We have traded the dictator for a chaos that has left America less secure. Yeah, it has. And it's left every American life in jeopardy. Here, this next soundbite, Kerry lists what you could call Bush's flip-flops. I call them lies. So do you. He's a lying bastard. He's an utter, absolute, total liar who has so far with his lies cost about 30,000, 40,000 deaths. But here Kerry lists Bush's lies about Iraq. All have contributed to the countless and needless deaths of U.S. soldiers and innocent Iraqis and Afghans.
The administration told us we would be greeted as liberators.
Yeah.
They were wrong. They told us not to worry about the looting or the sorry state of Iraq's infrastructure. They were wrong. They told us we had enough troops to provide security and stability, defeat the insurgents, guard the borders, and secure the arms depots. They were tragically wrong. They told us we could rely on exiles like Ahmed Jalabi to build political legitimacy. They were wrong. They told us we would quickly restore an Iraqi civil service to run the country and a police force and an army to secure it. They were wrong. In Iraq, this administration has consistently overpromised and underperformed. And this policy has been plagued by a lack of planning, by an absence of candor, arrogance, and outright incompetence.
Okay, the only problem I have here, Senator, America doesn't say things like an absence of candor. That's not the way we talk, Senator. We don't, most of us don't even say outright incompetence. We say he's a lying son of a bitch and he's costing people their lives. Why don't you try that, Senator? I'm going to vote for you. I'm going to ask other people to vote for you. But we don't say an absence of candor. That's not how we talk. Especially at the sports zone in Derry, Connecticut, where Jackleg was today, or New Hampshire, wherever the hell he was, where he totally misquoted you, totally stuffed your mouth full of lies, Senator. You're fighting an evil little smarmy thug, Senator Kerry. You don't credit him with an absence of candor. You call him a lying son of a bitch who's killing thousands of people. He's killing Americans. He's killing Iraqis. He's bringing people home sick and battered and destroyed and eaten alive. That's not an absence of candor, Senator. That's filth and vomit and blood and blown off limbs and brains on the streets and blood all over the dust. That's what that is. I love you, Senator Kerry, but stop saying things like an absence of candor. Nobody talks that way. God! I'm a two-bit talk show host. I have to say that. I have to say, John, don't talk that way. There's not somebody in his campaign who writes his speeches or helps him out who says, John, don't use the phrase absence of candor. I get almost as angry at Kerry as I do at Bush. Not really. But here we hang in the balance. Here we hang in a dead heat. After all the filth and murder and mayhem and disgust and contempt that this thug has heaped on this country, and the lies that have been told and the deceptions that have been worked on the American public, and John Kerry is even with this mental, this moral midget, and Kerry's only even with him. That's how bad this is in this country. That's how bad. And Kerry's going to say, in absence of candor, don't do it, Senator. Please, please, for God's sake, don't say things like that. Call him what he is. He's a coward and a sneak and a mass killer and a liar. I know. I'm going to get emails now. There you go again, Malloy, beating up on John. No, I'm not beating up on John Kerry. And I'm glad he's finally taking to Bush what Bush wants America to determine this election on. The war in Iraq and this cheesy-ass lying war on terror that has nothing to do with what's going on in Iraq. So I'm glad Kerry is standing up on his hind legs finally, maybe taking a couple of swats at these people. You got to do it, John, but don't use phrases like an absence of candor. Please don't. Here's Kerry on how Bush's lies have seriously hurt the efforts on the war on terror, which is ludicrous. You don't, by definition, you can't wage a war on terror. You know, you wage a police action on terror. You go after these filthy subhumans. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're part of the Israeli Defense Forces. I don't care if they're suicide bombers who are Palestinian. I don't care who they are. If they are Iraqi suicide bombers, if they are our guys who send missiles into people's houses, I don't care who the terrorists are. You don't do it with a war. You do it with police action. You do it with diplomacy. You do it with people acting rational. The most irrational act a human being can perpetrate in a group is war. All right, we got a break. I'll have the rest of this Kerry stuff for you when we come back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. You just gotta try. Out of
range. Cause if you're not angry, then you're just stupid. You don't care. How else do you no, something so unfair when the man of the hour can't kill off the world in war and make them slaves to a superpower and let them die.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
To succeed in today's economy, it's more important than ever to get a college education. The gap in earnings between workers with a college degree and those without one is higher than ever before. But here's a reality check. Whether a student attends college largely depends on the income of his or her family. Nearly 90% of students from families in the top quarter of the income spectrum attend college, but less than 60% of those from the bottom quarter do. The gap is even worse at the nation's most selective colleges, the schools that our future leaders attend. In the nation's top colleges, you're 25 times as likely to run into a rich student than a poor student. That's not the way it should be in the land of opportunity. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for enabling everyone to have a chance to attend college. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten minutes before the hour, I got an email here from Mark in Missouri. He says, listening to the Joe Cocker music you played, seeing recent protest marches in New York City and watching the documentary recently, The Weather Underground, I dug through my library and dusted off Jerry Rubin's Do It. As Eldridge Cleaver said in his introduction of the book, quote, we need language that condenses all this blank, all this excrement, into phrases. Most of America's history can be boiled down to 1 5-letter word, blood. Yeah, Carrie needs to keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Tanya is calling from Switzerland. Tanya, welcome to the program. Tanya, I'm sorry. Tanya, can you hear me? We can't hear Tanya. All right, let me put you on hold, Tanya. We'll come back to you. Thought we would try a call from Switzerland. Back to Carrie. His speech at New York University today, how Bush's lies have seriously hurt our efforts on the war on terror and made us less secure, not more, which is what everybody on this network has been saying for months. But here's Kerry.
Can anyone seriously say this president has handled Iraq in a way that makes America stronger in the war on terrorism? By any measure. The answer is no. The president's policy in Iraq precipitated the very problem that he said he was trying to prevent. Secretary of State Powell admits that Iraq was not a magnet for international terrorists before the war. Now it is, and they are operating against our troops. Iraq is becoming a sanctuary for a new generation of terrorists who could someday hit the United States of America.
Okay, yeah, that's true, Senator. But there you go again. The president's policy in Iraq precipitated. No. The president's policy in Iraq caused. Please, Senator Kerry, talk to me, okay? I am not that educated. Don't use a 5-syllable word when a 1-syllable word will work. Bush caused the chaos, death, and destruction in Iraq. Please, Senator. On Rumsfeld's lies, all of these people lie, but on Rumsfeld, which are like Bush's or Cheney's, except that Rumsfeld is directly responsible for the deaths of U.S. troops. And in America, I remember, the Secretary of Defense is expected to not play politics and tell the truth when it comes to the lives of men and women in the United States who put on the uniform and go fight for us. How can the troops trust him after lies like this?
Last February, Secretary Rumsfeld claimed that more than 210,000 Iraqis were in uniform. This is the public statement to America. But 2 weeks ago, he admitted that claim was exaggerated by more than 50%. Iraq, he said, now has 95,000 trained security forces. Well, guess what, America? Neither number bears any relationship to the truth. For example, just 5,000 Iraqi soldiers have been fully trained by the administration's own minimal standards. And of the 35,000 police now in uniform, not one has completed a 24-week field training program.
Which leaves it all up to the United States, to our soldiers and our Marines. We're supposed to go do that. But, Senator, can't you say, last February, Rumsfeld claimed the 210,000 Iraqis were in uniform. He's a liar. He's a liar. Can't you say that, Senator? Can't you say, instead of saying 2 weeks ago, he admitted that claim was exaggerated by more than 50%? Can't you say 2 weeks ago, Rumsfeld stood out there and admitted he's a liar? And he lied again and again and again. Can't you do that? I don't need the word exaggerated. I know what that means. I'm a high school graduate. I really am, Senator, and I appreciate it. But you're not talking to me. Last one. So how can we trust Bush to prevent another 9/11 since he didn't prevent the first one? How can we trust this moron to get us out of Iraq since he got us in there illegally to begin with? And now we have to deal, in addition to Iraq, we've got Al-Qaeda in Iraq. What possible reason is there to trust Bush as commander of anything?
President Bush tells us that he would do everything all over again the same way. How can he possibly be serious? Is he really saying to America that if we know there was no imminent threat, no weapons of mass destruction, no ties to Al-Qaeda, the United States should have invaded Iraq? The president's insistence that he would do the same thing all over again in Iraq is a clear warning for the future. And it makes the choice in this election clear. More of the same with President Bush, or a new, smarter direction with John Kerry that makes our troops and America safer? That's the choice.
Well, yeah, that is the choice, Senator. I just wonder if the people at the Sports Zone in Derry, New Hampshire, heard anything that you said today. And I further wonder if it even matters at this point. Anyone who can applaud a president, no matter how he got to be president, anyone who occupies that office, and a crowd of, we assume, just common Americans, can applaud somebody who these common Americans must know at this point lied to them, who was willing to hide while other people his age went and committed murder in Southeast Asia and were brutally murdered themselves in Southeast Asia for nothing, absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing. Vietnam is unified and communist today. 58,000 names on that wall in Washington, D.C. For what? For Christ's sake, for what? Nothing. And Bush, whose pappy, as a member of Congress, voted to go to war and then took his son and stuck him in a champagne unit, the Texas Air National Guard, and then the little worm snuck his way out and just deserted. How can the people in this sports zone in Derry, New Hampshire today applaud this filthy coward? How? How does that happen? How does that happen? Is it because Bush wants the constitutional amendment to keep the queers from marrying? Is that what they were applauding? Is that it? Or have we come to the point now in this country where we applaud liars and sneaks and cheats and murderers and giggling killers?
get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No jobs for soldiers, the Labor Department saying today it has gotten more than 3,800 formal complaints from American soldiers since October of 2001 about trying to get their jobs back when they returned from the war. That is since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Bush administration today saying it now has a list of new rules to try to clarify employment protection for veterans and reservists coming back from active duty overseas. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao says the new regulations will ensure there are jobs and benefits waiting back home for the soldiers. Current law says that returning vets must be rehired with the same seniority, status, benefits, and pay. However, there are exceptions. For instance, if there are layoffs at the company, they don't have to provide a job when the soldier comes back. The Senate today overwhelmingly passed a military construction spending bill that put aside for another day the politically sensitive problem of how to keep a program going to improve military family housing during wartime. The $10 billion bill for the 2005 budget year was approved 91-0, containing no new money for a Pentagon program that provides for private industry construction of military family housing. Outside of that program, the bill includes $4.1 billion for family housing construction and maintenance, which is up $344 million from the 2004 level. It was a tough vote for House Republicans, opting to show their dedication to spending restraint. Democrats said it was cynical to rein in spending at the expense of American troops during wartime. An American hostage killed in Iraq, a U.S. official confirming a videotape does appear to show the beheading of an American contractor abducted in Baghdad. A militant group says another hostage will be killed in 24 hours unless Muslim women are released from U.S. military jails. The group is still holding another American and a British citizen. John Kerry today accusing President Bush of not being responsible when it comes to waging war in Iraq. He says the war there could be unending. Negotiators for Kerry and Bush have agreed to three presidential debates now, reported to be held over the next few weeks. The death toll in Haiti from Tropical Storm Jean stands at 138. As the floodwaters recede, rescuers have been recovering bodies, and they say the death toll will probably go higher. Nearly one out of every eight passenger airliners tested has drinking water below Environmental Protection Agency standards because of the presence of coliform bacteria. The EPA says those test results are preliminary. Tobacco industry claiming today it'll go bankrupt if a new lawsuit waged against it is successful. Starting tomorrow, the Department of Justice will seek the largest damages award ever for a U.S. civil suit, $280 billion. They plan to use racketeering charges against the tobacco companies. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
A good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
Well, it feels so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. and Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right, I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Did you see CNN's week-long series focusing on the specific elements of Kerry's health care plan? In your dreams, you liberal policy wonk. So once again, we'll do CNN's job for them by laying out Kerry's plan. Dry, boring policy details that affect everyone's lives. Plus, the liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. If you're just joining us, thank you. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. It's toll free. We're going to go to your calls in just one moment. Very quickly here, the name, and I misspoke, the name of the guy who is being held by, what's the word I should use there, Kathy? Insurgents, terrorists, Al-Qaeda, who knows? Being held in Iraq, there's a British citizen, American citizen still being held with the threat of beheading, and the one from the Marietta, Georgia, which is here in the Atlanta area, is Jack Hensley. And the local news just had a segment another segment on not on his family. They are obviously dealing with their fear and their horror right now. Because the people in Iraq who are holding Hensley and the British citizen hostage have threatened to behead both of them within the next 24 hours, unless female Muslims who are being held by the American military are released. But to hear the people in Marietta, Georgia, suburb of Atlanta, the ones who were interviewed by the CBS affiliate here, who are asked, you know, for their sense of what's going on, and the people say, well, you know, the Americans being held, they were just doing their job. They weren't soldiers, they weren't fighting, they were just there doing a job. And you want to say to them, don't you? You know, I feel nothing but shock and horror for the family. If one of my relatives were being held, I don't know what the hell I would do. But my sense is to say to these people in the street, but you have to understand that they represent these civilian workers, these good guys, these ones trying to, I guess, help rebuild Iraq. They represent the face of a warmongering, destructive America led by George W. Bush, who came to their country and blew their people into a million bloody pieces. An invading army that said, we're going to overthrow the dictator and we're going to help you. And what did they do? They overthrew the dictator and kept going. And now daily kill, kill, kill Iraqi children, women, men. There is no Iraqi army. There is no Iraqi police force. So the, yes, innocent Americans who are glommed up like this and who are beheaded or executed, as horrifying, as almost inhuman as that sounds, and yet is that more or less inhuman than sending a missile into somebody's home because you think Iraqi insurgents are there, and then it turns out that you just brutally blew into a million little bloody pieces children and women and young men who had nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with any insurgency, any battle, any anything. And then the U.S. military apologizes for collateral damage. What does it feel like to have your child referred to as collateral damage? How does it translate into Arabic? How do you say collateral damage? My dead baby is collateral damage. Yeah, I get a heavy heart just like you do for the families of these Americans who are going to be beheaded. There is no question, because the United States will not release the female Muslims. These two men, the remaining two, and whoever else is captured, they will have their heads cut off tomorrow. That's it. You know it. I know it. And this grieving family here in Marietta, Georgia, they know it too. Because Bush's military, Bush's perversion of this country and our military and the traditions and the honor, everything that has been washed down the toilet by this guy, it means nothing to him. Nothing. Another beheading? Oh, that'll help me get maybe 80 more votes in Cobb County, Georgia, where Marietta is. I bleed for these families. My heart just, oh, Jesus Christ. How do they stand it? Knowing, seeing these videos, knowing that their husband, father, whoever, this man, Jack Hensley, has, what was it, Kathy, a 13-year-old daughter who doesn't understand, because her father always said, find the good inside people. Relate to the good. So her dad went over there ostensibly to do good, and now he is going to be beheaded tomorrow, and the 13-year-old knows it. George W. Bush, more blood on his filthy, filthy hands. It's awful. Meantime, did you see the thing about the there's a BBC or Guardian report that the British military is going to start reducing their soldiers, the number of soldiers? They've had it. They've had enough. All right, let's try Tanya again, who's calling from Switzerland. Let's try it one more time. Tanya, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's hard to formulate a thought after what you just said.
I know. Are you an American expat, or are you a Swiss citizen?
No, I'm actually Canadian.
Canadian.
Swiss and Canadian, yeah.
And you're
born in Canada, but I live here.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I've only been listening to it for a week now, but it's been great.
Now, you told our call screener that the Dan Rather story is not news there. The Swiss want Kerry elected?
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, why?
Everybody's just afraid of seeing George Bush get elected, and I think everybody pretty much thinks it's a done deal. So it kind of gives me heart to listen to Air America and get the feeling that there's some people out there with some sense.
People in Switzerland think that another Bush presidency is a done deal?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. They're very afraid of that, but most of the people that I know, and they're mostly liberals and, you know, free thinkers, and they've made up their minds that that Bush is going to win. So, mm-hmm. Which makes me kind of depressed.
Yeah, you ought to.
I don't want to even think about it. You know, it's like 1933 right here. I mean, I've heard the stories from my parents and grandparents, and to me, this is like 1933 when Hitler got elected fairly and squarely. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it just scares me. So I'm really hoping Kerry will win, even though this is the first speech today that I've heard that's even close to tough enough to match Bush in the rhetoric part.
You know, I think the Kerry campaign advisors have told him, be careful that they don't turn you into Howard Dean. Dean's exuberant screech, which to me was fun and funny and rock and roll, and this corrupt, filthy media that we have in this country, turned Howard Dean's legitimate, boisterous, exuberant scream into something bordering on mental illness. And I think the Kerry campaign is terrified that these zombies, these murderers in the Bush administration will do the same to him, which to me would be all the more reason to just get as vocal and as volatile as possible. America needs to have its collective either face or ass slapped to get our attention. This mealy-mouthed rhetoric about Bush has been less than honest. That's not true. Bush has been a miserable, filthy, murderous liar. I wish a politician, I wish a Democrat would come out and say that.
It's no wonder that the American president doesn't want anything to do with the world court, because he'd be the first one to be put in front of it as soon as his term's over, you know. But
there's no question. It would be Milosevic and Taylor and Pinochet and Bush.
Yep. Yeah. But
Hey, listen, Tanya, I'm glad you called. Obviously, you're listening on the internet, right?
Yes, I am. Obviously, yeah.
Well, thank you.
You should put it on the secondary audio program on every single TV station that will have you in the States, so that at least your message will get out there before the election.
Well, that would be a good idea. Tanya, thank you. I appreciate you calling all the way from Switzerland.
And giving me some hope.
All right. Well, you take care, okay?
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right. Of course that impresses me. Get a call from Switzerland, for heaven's sake. When I started in radio, you were lucky to get a call from next county over. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Stand up for what you believe in. Speak up. Tell somebody listen.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%.
Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Well, really? Is that the truth, Bunny Pants? No evidence whatsoever, huh? Maybe that's why Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska was on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday and said, quote, "The fact is we're in deep trouble in Iraq, and I think we're going to have to look at some recalibration of policy." Jesus, and I just said something about Kerry using a word like lack of, a phrase like lack of candor, and here's Chuck Hagel talking about recalibration. The average Bush voter out there going, "What is that something to do with guns? Like calibrate, caliber? What?" I like Chuck Hagel. He likes guns. Is it McCain? McCain said, where was McCain? McCain was on, he was on Fox News Sunday. Boy, is that a contradiction in terms, huh? McCain says that Bush has been, perhaps not as straight as maybe we'd like to see. Perhaps, maybe. McCain went on to say, listen to this, he's starting to sound like Bush. I think he and Bush are having an affair. McCain says, "I think the president is being clear. I would like to see him more clear." What? What are you guys doing to each other, huh? "I think the president's being clear. I'd like to see him more clear. You want to see me try to get my arms up over my shoulders? I like to hug him, but, you know, the North Vietnamese pulled my arms out of the sockets. You know, I was over there fighting, and Bush was back here diddling cheerleaders." Oh, no, wait a minute. He was a cheerleader. All right, he was diddling cheerleaders. "I think the president's being clear. I'd like to see him more clear." That's McCain. You see, McCain is like, I don't know, not doppelganger, but what is McCain to Bush? It's like McCain came out of Bush. And since Bush is a male, there's only one way that McCain could have come out of Bush. Right? After what Bush did to McCain in South Carolina in 2000, when it looked like the nominee for the Republican presidential the thingy was going to be McCain, and look what Bush did to him. What they do always to people who have served in the military, always to people who have been shot down or blown to pieces or put in a prison in some godforsaken country someplace that we've decided to go bomb back to the Stone Age. What Bush crime family always does, attack them brutally, mercilessly. We don't care if it's McCain. We don't care if it's Kerry. We don't care if it's Max Cleland. We don't care if it's Senator Inouye. We don't care who it is. Even Bob Dole, Bush accused of being less than part of the great generation that he was. This is what they do. This is what these vermin do. So there's McCain. After having his wife crapped on, after having his adopted daughter crapped on, after having his military service crapped on, he goes out and says, let's vote for Bush. Now, I called McCain a coward a couple of weeks ago. I got a lot of emails from people who were just offended. Ah, screw you. McCain is worse than a coward. He's a sneak, a liar, a thief. He would sell his own mother into whoredom if it meant he could appear on a stage with George Bush. What else are you supposed to deduce? There, I used one. From that kind of performance. So there's McCain. I think the president is being clear. I would like to see him more clear. Jesus. And then McCain said, we've got to take out the sanctuaries, referring to cities like Fallujah, where people, or Najaf, where people are saying, we are not going to trade one dictator for another. We will fight, we will behead, we will kill, we will suicide bomb until you sons of bitches get out of our country. McCain knows about this. He watched it happen in Vietnam. Who won in Vietnam? Who defeated the most mighty military power in the history of the human race? That's right. So McCain says, we've got to take out the sanctuaries. We're going to have to sustain, tragically, some more casualties. Airstrikes don't do it. Artillery doesn't do it. Boots on the ground do it. So McCain wants to send more people into the meat grinder. Airstrikes don't do it? You would know about that, wouldn't you, John? And then he said, and the longer we delay, the more difficult the challenge is going to be and the more casualties we will incur. No, you moron. What you do is get out! We took out the dictator. He's in prison. Shoot the son of a bitch. I don't care, but get out of their country. How many more people have to die, John? What else did they pull out of stock at your brain when you were in that prison to the point where you let some animal like George Bush crap all over you and your wife and your child and you defend him? And then Joe Biden, Democrat of Delaware, got on, where was he, on George Stephanopoulos? He wasn't on that? All right. He accused the administration of delaying an offensive out of concern it would hurt Bush's bid to win re-election on November 2nd. Biden said, quote, the only thing I can figure out as to why they're not doing it with a sense of urgency is that they don't want to do it before the election. And they want to make sure it seems like everything is status quo. So to the soldiers in Iraq who maybe listen to this program on the Internet, do you realize what that means? Do you understand what that means? Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld have so little regard for you, they're going to send you into the meat grinder, and you can be gung-ho, and you can go in there with M50s blazing. Go ahead. And you will kill a lot of people, and some of you will die, and some of you will have your limbs blown off. But do you know what they're doing back in this country, the civilian leadership? They're holding off so that Bush can get reelected because your death might impede his reelection. Think about that, soldier. Think about that, Marine. It's corrupt. It's criminal. It's vile.
You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting?
and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The Majority Report.
What do you have when you have wraps?
Smoothies.
What do you have when there's smoothies?
Muffins.
What happens when there's muffins the size of babies' heads?
You get girls with eating problems.
Exactly. So if you have a right-wing, uber-religious, anti-gay crusader, what are you going to have shortly thereafter?
Some type of exposure to the fact that he's had sexual relationships with a man.
Exactly.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Terror involves Saddam Hussein because of the nature of Saddam Hussein and his willingness to terrorize himself.
Sick bastard. Twenty-seven before the hour. Oh, my goodness. Look who's on board here to talk on the electric radio. Chris is calling from Abiquiu, New Mexico. Chris, whom we haven't heard from in, I don't know, a year? Hey, Chris.
Oh, yeah, just almost a year. It is so good to speak with you and Kathy again.
Well, I'm glad. I don't know. Did you do you listen? Can you pick up the program out there?
Well, actually, yeah, KABQ in Albuquerque. I can catch you just a little bit 400 miles north, but it is so good to have you again.
Well, good to hear from you, Chris.
Thank you. About McCain, he is worse than a liar, worse than an apologist. He is an enabler.
Yeah.
Like a beaten wife, he is an enabler.
Is that a result, do you think, of his being, how long was he held, 6 years in a North Vietnamese prison?
I don't think so. I think it's a result of him having to hold on to his roots because his daddy was there and his mommy was there and he has nowhere else to go.
He is an enabler.
Speaking of enabling, Speaker Hastert, also known as Denny the Hutt, and Richard Armitage, also known as The Thing, have both said over the weekend that the insurgency in Iraq is attempting to deny another term as president to George W. Bush, also known as Ho-Ho the Sock Puppet, which is something like a field of corn rising up against the farmers that planted it. It does not occur to these BB-stacking morons that Iraq would not even have an insurgency without Bush, or that George W. has been the most wonderful recruitment tool that Islamic terrorist organizations could have ever hoped for in their existence.
Oh yeah, this is why if there is such a person as Osama bin Laden, he definitely would want to see George Bush reelected. There's no question.
And actually, if you look at the record, look at Islamic websites, the only person in the American political scene they have ever endorsed has been George W. Bush over and over again. He is almost their Messiah. He is bringing about their holy war for them. They want him there. They need him there.
It's so tragically true. And as far as bin Laden is concerned, sometimes I get the feeling he is like the elusive Goldstein from 1984. You know, his picture is there, and we have the 2 minutes of hate, or the week of hate, or whatever. But does he really exist? You know.
Well, if he weren't so tall, maybe he wouldn't.
That's true. Denny the Hutt, I like that. That's with two T's, right?
Correct. It is so good to speak with you again, and I shall very, very soon. You and Kathy, take care.
Thank you. Please be a regular. Appreciate you checking in, Chris.
Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. Another former radio talk show host. We are Legion. There are a lot of us. Good guy, Chris. Our Abiquiu, New Mexico bureau chief, actually. But he wound up with a program on KTRC in Santa Fe. Are we going to be back on KTRC, or are we going to be on a different Santa Fe radio station? We're on in Albuquerque, but I think we're going to be on in Santa Fe, too. That's shop talk. I'm sorry. Susan is calling from Great Neck, New York. Susan, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry it took so long.
That's okay. You asked the question earlier, what point have we come to? And I think where we're at is that there are so many in this country who aspire to live the easy, self-indulged, uninvolved, unexamined, me life. And to paraphrase Bush's lie earlier today, Americans have traded an American presidency for a dictator who has left America less secure. But I agree with your outrage at the top of the hour, which is, where is the support of every Democrat senator and congressman for their candidate? It seems that Kerry and Edwards and Air America are the only ones who are taking the message and Bush's horrendous record to the electorate. I mean, where's their fight? Where's their courage? Where's their united effort to oust this maniac and bring sanity back to the White House? I mean, what I've been doing is I've been distributing three things to any blind sheep Republican that I know, which the first is just a factual biography of George Bush's life and times from his birth to his court-appointed presidency. And then the second is a statement where if you believe and trust the president and you feel this war is valid and necessary, then it's your and your children, your eligible children's patriotic responsibility to volunteer for active duty in Iraq to protect our country and defend our freedom.
Sure.
And the third thing is a transcript of every Kerry speech. Because most of the people out there are just too damn lazy. They don't want to know what he's about. They just want to follow this blind belief that he's keeping them safe.
I just can't understand that. We have Americans being beheaded. These are not combatants. These are not soldiers. I can't understand that. I can't understand anyone who sees Bush as even remotely resembling a leader, unless it were. He doesn't even measure up to Hitler. He's just a punk. But to think that George W. Bush represents national security, or represents the best that America can put forward, or represents a force that can deal with global terrorism. I don't understand that. How do people think that?
But, you know, I think the key word, which your earlier caller said, is enabling.
Yeah.
It's not just the dysfunction and the enabling that's going on in this administration, but it's the enabling of the American public to not be have to be involved in this war. They have had to give nothing.
Nothing.
They have had to sacrifice in no way. Their kids aren't going. They have not had to pay. It's our grandchildren that are going to be paying.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't been asked to ration anything, to pay attention in any way. They're giving nothing up. And there are so many, when I say something to them, they'll say to me, we're not at war. Because
right.
they aren't.
Right.
And this removes them from having to look at anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've handed it over to the Great White Father. They believe the swagger. They believe his tough guy stuff. And they also innately have this feeling that America has a right to do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, and that's the sick part. But I'll tell you what, Susan, what's really going to be a surprise if this thug gets in office again will be within 90 days with plans to reinstitute the draft, because they need more bodies to throw into this meat grinder. Susan, thanks for checking in. It's good to hear from you. I hope you call again. Take care, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, you have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Roger is calling from Alvin, Texas. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, my God, you are the anti-Rush.
Well, thank you.
Mike, I mean, I compared
you. Mega dittos there, buddy.
I'm the one that said you were my black preacher because I was comparing you to Al Sharpton's rousing speech at the Dem convention, and you're like that every night.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I remember when you said that, right?
But my main point tonight is, yes, dumb it down. Yes, and I have some evidence to back that up. I have to, you know, we've got to explain it to people and to John Kerry. My primary evidence is the outcome of the 2002 midterm elections.
Yes.
But because we had multiple Republican-tied scandals, Enron, WorldCom, and California energy crisis, this was all known fact. This was public information. And
it was an avalanche of scandal and swill and corruption, and look what happened.
I naively sat back and said, well, the Republicans are really going to take it on the chin for this, and you have any idea how dismayed I was? When they just swelled and they cemented their hold on both houses. Now, my secondary evidence goes back to the 2000 presidential debates when Gore was overly intellectual and Bush was this likable underdog who was kind of a dumbass, didn't know stuff. And so, you know, Bush wasn't elected in spite of his relative stupidity. He was elected because of it. And again, I'll use the underdog factor as you know, the main thing there. But yes, Kerry needs to listen to Clinton and Carville and Mike Malloy. Mm-hmm. And he needs to dumb it down because the voters have already made up their minds. I mean, the intelligent voters on either side, you know, I should say the ones that have made up their minds are probably relatively intelligent. You're not going to sway them. These people, I call them the mushheads in the middle. I wonder, I see a lot of them. I wonder who they are, but actually I meet quite a few of them. And segueing from that to these mushheads, I've already changed. I changed my nephew's vote. He survived 18 months in Iraq, part of Rumsfeld's holdover from April. Mm-hmm. And I changed his vote immediately upon his return. But he's an intelligent kid. There's other people. What we troops in the field need, from you, from Terry McCullough, from whoever will give it to us, is a concise issue list that we can use to convince these possible, you know, swayable voters that changing their vote is in their best interest. And somebody needs to put that out because, you know, I mean, if I did my homework, sure, I could glean information from Air America and you and Randy Rhodes especially, and I could build my own, but I'm thinking, why do I have to?
I know.
What the powers that be need to understand is how this race is going to be won, and it's going to be won by people like me who know that I can change my nephew's vote, my brother's vote, and maybe this woman who said, I just do what my mama tells me. I'm going to change their votes, but...
You know, Roger, I'm so old that I remember when that was the responsibility of the press in this country, and the press usually did a fairly good job in the 50s, 60s, 70s, until Reagan came along, in laying out the positions of candidates and in actually saying, this one will get you this if you vote this way, this one will get you that if you vote that way. And that's gone now. That doesn't happen anymore. Roger, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Carry on, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down.
Planet Check. The Wilderness Act turns the big 4-0.
September 3rd, 1964, President Johnson signed the Wilderness Act and endowed the National Wilderness Preservation System with its first 9 million acres.
That's Mike Matz, Executive Director for the Campaign for America's Wilderness.
That's an accomplishment that really Americans can be very proud of because we led the world in protecting our natural heritage.
The scenic backdrops that we have saved include
the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in Idaho. In Washington, we have Alpine Lake. In California, there's the Imperial Refuge or Golden Trout.
In the last four decades, the Wilderness Act has grown now to include 106 million acres. Go wild online.
LeaveItWild.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Jesus. You know, regarding something Roger from Texas said just a moment ago, I was going to comment on this last week and I didn't get around to it. I can't listen to talk radio. I can't do it. First of all, 99.9% of talk radio is all right-wing drivel, but even even most liberals I can't listen to. But guess what? I found a talk show host who I'm becoming addicted to. I swear to God. And that's Randy Rhodes. On this network. See, I never listened to her before, obviously, when she was on the station in South Florida. But now that Air America's carried by a radio station here in the Atlanta area, you know, I've been tuning in to Randy's program. She's on 3 to 7 every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern time. And I said to Kathy the other day, Jesus, I'm becoming a Randy Rhodes fan. I hate talk radio because most of it is just crap. And I realize there are a couple of good liberals out there, but, you know, I can't get them here unless I want to tether myself to a computer, which I won't do. But if you haven't listened to Randy Rhodes' program for whatever reason, y'all need to tune in. I mean, I told Kathy, I said, I'm going to become her number one fan. And she said, oh, don't do that. You know how your number one fans get to the point where, what?
Where they want to tie you to a bed and hobble you.
Yeah, right. Right. I can't stand that even thought. But anyway, if you haven't listened to Randy Rhodes' program, you gotta tune in. You gotta tune in. And this is from somebody who doesn't like talk radio. But boy, do I like her program. Man, I like her program. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. She doesn't take any phone calls. But I love listening to her program. If you... I know, she takes a few, you know, not to the extent that that we do. I don't think anybody takes phone calls to the extent that we do, but I don't know what it is about her program, but I swear to God, I'm just fascinated. 3 to 7 every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern time. Check it out if you haven't heard it. I know a lot of you all are Randy Rhodes fans, but for those of you who aren't. Okay, where are we, Kathy? Brendan is calling from Miami. Brendan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Hey, Mike, I love your show.
Thank you.
I remember on Friday night you suggested leaving the country if Dan Rather backed down, and he did today.
Well, not completely. He didn't come out and say, you know, we're lying sneak. You know, he said, what did he say? Something about the documents were altered?
He apologized.
Yeah, he did apologize for putting documents out there that they didn't. I guess I'll have to leave. I don't know. Can we go to Canada, Kathy? I guess I can broadcast from Canada. have no idea.
Do you still think it's worth it to stay here, though, for, like, ordinary people like me? I mean, because,
yeah.
First of all, also, I'm 18, so I'm of draft age. Also, I'm gay, and I don't feel like I should be fighting for a war when I can't even get married in this country.
Well, they won't take you. Just tell them. When the draft comes back, just say, hi, my name's Brendan. Kiss me. And you're safe. You're safe, Brendan. You're safe. No. No, I think you should stay. I think you should stay and fight like hell. I mean, fight up to this election. Fight for Kerry, which you're probably already doing.
Yeah.
Okay. If the Bush crime family steals the election, which is the only way they're going to win, is if they steal it, then people like you and me and whoever, no, we got to stay here and fight. We cannot cut and run. We have to stay here and fight.
Yeah, and I live in the state that he stole the election in, Florida.
I know.
They found ballots in janitors' closets and at the supervisor of elections house.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
So. Well. All right. Well, Brendan, what else you got?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brendan. Thanks for
all
checking
right,
in.
Well,
hope you call again.
You,
all right. Take care. Charlie's calling from Brooklyn. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
Thanks,
really
Charlie.
I appreciate your comparing McCain to a chocolate baby. You know, I would use the word quizzling for him.
That's a good one, too. I can't understand that guy. I just had that been me and I had gone through what he went through, I would have slapped Bush's ass so hard. And I mean literally. I'm not talking about rhetorically. If Bush would have said about me what he said about McCain, and McCain just stood there and sucked it up and took it, astonishing.
It
astonishing.
Gets worse every day with this guy. But, you know, I want you to lay off a little bit with Kerry. I have to disagree with Roger. Bush was not elected. You know, he was, this is...
Right, right. Well, I think Roger knows that. I mean, it's verbal shorthand.
Yeah, but, you know, people can't forget that this was installed in the White House. I remember bumper stickers, resident in chief, mm-hmm. commander in chief. You know, people forget this. And the people not seeing the forest for the trees with this... Dan Rather story. I mean, all you got to do is lay out. There's about 3 to 5 provable lies that Bush has told regarding everything that was in that story. Forget that the documents, by the way, which haven't been proved false. They just haven't been proved, you know, real either.
Uh-huh.
But he checked a box saying he did not want to be shipped overseas. He's come out with the second lieutenant thing. He never earned did the classes or the grades for it. He never showed up for that physical, and he lied about it. He said he finished his service off in Boston. Now they're saying he did it out in Denver. So this guy is just the biggest liar. I mean, and the fact that people fall for this, even today, the first clip you played of him, he said Kerry's twisting in the wind, meaning flip-flop. Anybody who has heard that phrase, twisting in the wind means slowly dangling. It doesn't mean changing your position.
Right.
And to me, Kerry, he was there at NYU today. Consider the context. He's speaking to college graduate, you know, college students. Here's a guy who actually got an Ivy League education, didn't drink and drug his way through it like Bush did, you know, getting in on his daddy's coattails. And so he uses, if you watch the whole speech, which I did on C-SPAN, he calls him everything but liar, but he points out all the lies this guy has told. And I really appreciate the way you cut through it all. I remember the 70s and the 60s when there was clear in the press, at least mm-hmm. in the mainstream, a clear, you know, delineation of different parties' positions. Since Reagan, I agree with you, something's happened to the media. The crap that passes for journalism now, mm-hmm. the fact that they can't see the forest for the trees, that they let these Swift boat guys for a month rattle that crap on, and then finally it came out, well, yeah, there's no facts there. And here we're quarreling about the font. And the quality of the paper, when the facts on that piece are not in dispute.
No, the facts are not. And I realize that Kerry was talking to a college crowd today, but Kerry knows, I mean, surely he knows, and his advisors know, that the speech is going to be covered, it's going to be picked up, chunks of it, by this whorish media we have, and surely they're going to pick the part that says absence of candor, and you can't talk to us stupid Americans that way. You can't do it.
I think he picks his spots. He's on David Letterman right now, and he's not too highfalutin. He's
keeping
it real.
I've got to take a break here, and during the break, we're going to watch him on Letterman. Thanks a lot for checking in. I get you loud and clear, your messenger, Charlie. Thanks.
Love you, man.
Take care. All right, folks. Air America Radio is what you're listening to. Stay with us. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio. You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A U.S. military official says the body of an American hostage beheaded by a militant group in Iraq is that of Eugene Armstrong. The group headed by al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi earlier claimed responsibility for the killing. The group also posted a graphic video of the execution on the Internet. The video showed a masked gunman reading a lengthy statement before sawing off Armstrong's head with a knife. Armstrong was seized in Baghdad last week, along with another American, Jack Hensley, and a Briton. Jack Hensley's neighbors in Marietta, Georgia, are expressing outrage that fellow hostage Armstrong was beheaded. In an interview with Atlanta's WGCL-TV, Hensley's wife Patty says the captors need to know that her husband's only intention was to do good in Iraq.
Please keep that in mind, that they, the situation they're in right now, they don't deserve. They were there to really help people, help.
The hostage takers are threatening to kill Hensley and Kenneth Bigley of England unless Iraqi women are freed from U.S.-controlled prisons in Iraq. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is in New York City, where he addressed students at New York University on Monday. He lashed out at President Bush for what he says is mismanaging the war in Iraq. Scott Solano reports.
John Kerry laced into George Bush, charging the president misled, miscalculated, and mismanaged every single aspect of the war in Iraq.
He failed to tell the truth about the rationale for going to war, and he failed to tell the truth about the burden this war would impose on our soldiers and our citizens.
The candidate laid out a four-part plan for winning peace in Iraq. NYU student Adam Markey liked what he heard.
I mean, I thought it was forceful and strong, and he laid out the case for why we just have to make a change if there's going to be any hope of that situation turning around. And the fact that the president misled us about it to begin with.
Scott Salato, New York.
CBS News anchor Dan Rather apologized Monday for the network's use of disputed memos regarding President Bush's National Guard service. On the CBS Evening News, Rather said CBS can no longer vouch for the accuracy of the memos, which purportedly showed Bush received preferential treatment during his service in the National Guard.
The failure of CBS News to properly, fully scrutinize the documents and their source led to our airing the documents when we should not have done so. It was a mistake. CBS News deeply regrets it. Also, I want to say personally and directly, I'm sorry.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says there are still serious questions concerning the origin of the documents, and that the attacks in the report make it, quote, clear that there has been an orchestrated effort by the Democrats to discredit President Bush. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs,
Then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show, the smartest resident of Princeton, New Jersey since Albert Einstein, Paul Krugman, welcomes us back to school with an economic seminar that will set your hair on fire. Also, we'll meet former Alaska Governor Tony Knowles, who will be taking that Senate seat there, and Abu Ghraib veteran Richard Murphy. It's an Al Franken Show you simply cannot afford to miss Tuesday.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Email from Don. Mike, I just emailed CNN and MSNBC, who have been gloating about Dan Rather for days, and I asked when they were going to say they were sorry for cheerleading us into the disaster called Iraq. Remember all the flag-waving and patriotic claptrap that they presented as a substitute for rational discussion? As far as I know, Don writes, Rather's goof caused the death of no one. The cable networks have the blood of thousands on their hands. Don. Yeah, that's a good point. The most disgusting aspect of all of this has been this kind of unctuous self-righteousness that, especially Wolf Blitzer. especially the crew at CNN. I just can't believe these people. You know, I can't. My old colleagues, right, Kathy? Jeez. But, yeah, good point, Don. When do the networks come out and say, hey, listen, we just loaded the American, landscape with huge steaming piles of bull droppings, in the run-up to the war because we are whores and we are liars. When are they going to apologize, huh? Yeah, hold your breath for sure. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Very much, Mike. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Thank. You come through loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to, in fact, I agree with what Don just said, and what I'd like to discuss is the CBS News Dan Rather story, and with a specific focus, though, on how even the mainstream media, the so-called mainstream media, not just the right-wing media like Fox, helps Bush in terms of whether or not they, in terms of what they report and what they do not report. For instance, with respect to this story, they're reporting that Dan Rather's statement of regrets and apology. They're reporting about the documents and whether or not they've been forged. And now CBS is conceding that maybe they are. But what's being neglected in all this is the bigger part of the story of whether or not Bush completed his National Guard service.
Well, sure. Well, sure. Yeah. And that's how media in this country work. That's what their goal is.
But to me, it shows a definite pro-Bush bias, and there's a number of examples.
Oh, sure.
There's more than one example, though. For example, you were mentioning earlier about this story of an admiral saying that Kerry did deserve his medals, and they're being properly awarded.
Right.
And you're also 100% correct. I have not read this story in the New York Times. I have not seen it on TV. I have not heard about it on radio, except your show was the first place I heard about it.
Yeah, it was out there Friday. It was Associated Press story. And, maybe it was in the Times. I don't know. I didn't see. Maybe it was in the Washington Post. I don't know. I didn't see. But I know that, you know, like most Americans, I watch an awful lot of television news, so-called. I have to because of what I do for a living. And I cruise a lot of newspapers and a lot of websites. And the only place I saw this was Associated Press. And it was last Friday.
Yeah, and that's also like the story about this lady, Sue Niederman, I think is the last name.
Niederer,
that's
in
right.
In New Jersey,
yeah.
Right.
And, she did was she wore a T-shirt that said, Bush, you killed my son, and then she asked Laura Bush a question, the sort of question you raised tonight as to why none of the Bush children, his daughters, for example, have not volunteered to serve in the military and fight in Iraq if Bush thinks this is such an important war.
Yeah, we talked about that Friday, and they shouted her down. People screaming in this woman's face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so old, I remember Gold Star moms. Those were mothers who had a son in World War II. I was a little kid, but you know, when the war was over, the stars were still up. Back when you used to support another mom or dad who contributed a son or two or six to this war against fascism. Now, a woman stands there in her anguish wanting to question somebody, anybody, about the death of her son, and these other people
and
shout her down
reported.
With four more years. How contemptible is that?
Right. And it was not reported. And the bottom line, too, is it was not reported. And this I could tell you for a fact, that it was not reported in the local edition of the New York Times the next day on Saturday. This happened on a Friday, because I double-checked, and in the local edition they have a special Metro section. I thought, well, technically this took place in New Jersey, I think, so I'll check the Metro section, which will cover the whole region of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Right.
And I saw nothing in there. I saw nothing in the national section, in the national news section. It was absolutely nothing on this woman and her...
Yeah, I know.
And this is what bothers me, is that there's so much missing from the news that's negative for Bush. When there's good things for Kerry, like I pointed out the last time we talked, there was very simply, just sum up, there was 3 out of 4 polls done after the Democratic convention. 3 out of 4, it was told 4 polls done, 3 out of 4 showed that John Kerry did get a bounce of anywhere from 6 to 7 percent lead over Bush after the Democratic convention. It was not, it failed to be reported in virtually any place. What they focused on instead is this one CNN poll that, this one CNN USA Today Gallup poll that showed the race in a virtual dead heat at that point.
Yeah, well, Jerry, let me move on. Let me just synopsize what you just said. I think you and I are in agreement. I think most people who still have a brain understand how utterly and completely behind the Bush campaign American media are.
Yeah.
And sadly, that includes our friends at the Times and the Post, and it's a disgusting thing to say, even though the editorial page of the Times and the editorial page of the Washington Post do find fault with the Bush crime family, but they don't find enough to influence their readers, I don't think. Jerry, thanks for checking
in,
pal. All right, man, I appreciate it. You know, we're having our ass handed to us. In Iraq, we are losing. Remember the report that came out the end of July? The report prepared for Too Stupid to Be President by the National Intelligence Council? And it spelled out a dark assessment of prospects for Iraq. Those were the terms it used. Now, nobody heard about this until September. But it came out in July. According to the New York Times, quote, the estimate outlines three possibilities for Iraq through the end of 2005, with the worst case being developments that could lead to civil war. The most favorable outcome described is an Iraq whose stability would remain tenuous in political, economic, and security terms, end quote. Now, a month ago, this lying, disgusting president that the United States has stuck with for another 2 months, well, actually, till January 21st, Bush said, quote, Iraq is on the path to lasting democracy and liberty. On August 24th, Darth Cheney, told voters in Iowa, we're moving in the right direction in Iraq. And last Tuesday, Rumsfeld said Iraqis were working at making a success out of that country, and I think they've got a darn good crack at making it. I hate the way he talks. God, I hate the way that man talks. They're lying to us. These are nothing but lies. We are losing, literally losing territory, literally losing population to the other side. William Grider, writing at The Nation, careful readers of the leading newspapers may know this, but I doubt most voters do. How could they, given the martial self-congratulations of the president and relative restraint from his opponent? Several Sundays ago, there was an article in the opinion section of the Times, and it said, quote, one by one, Iraqi cities become no-go zones. No-go for fully armed American soldiers. No-go. Fallujah, Samarra, Ramadi, Karbala, Sadr City, the slums of Baghdad. All these areas are controlled by various insurgencies, and they have been ceded to those insurgencies by U.S. forces. We're losing. And Bush's war is destroying the army. That's why we're going to have a draft, just like LBJ's war did. As Grider writes, after Vietnam, military leaders and Nixon wisely abolished the draft and opted for an all-volunteer force. When this war ends, the volunteer army will be in ruins, and a draft lottery may be required to fill out the ranks. He's ruined the military. He's destroyed the reserves. He's destroyed the National Guard. And he's destroying the regular Army and the Marine Corps. It's just astonishing. And how many military families are going to vote for this bastard? I what can I say? Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and YSE.
Past the hour. Paula is calling from New Jersey. Paula, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think Charlie from Brooklyn may have made some of the points that I wanted to make. I was half listening and half watching Kerry on late.
On Letterman?
On Letterman.
Yeah.
I think you need to ease up on him. On Kerry, a little bit.
Well, I don't have any bone to pick with Kerry, except I don't want to see Kerry go to a gunfight with a pocket knife. Kerry has got to focus it down even more. Now, I realize he's making the effort, but he's got to learn from Gore's mistakes from 2000. He must, or we're going to be stuck with Bush again. I come from the old school. I'm a Democrat forever. I will kick a Democrat's ass quicker than I'll kick a Republican's ass because I love Democrats and I hate Republicans.
Well, I hate Republicans too, but I think this is a special case. And one of the things is that I notice is that Bush can stomp puppies and kittens to death.
Right.
And right-wing morons would defend it somehow. They turn
it
into a wonderful thing.
Right.
But I think, you know what I mean, you know, ease up on them for using, what was it, absence of candor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But see, you're not, Paula, the reason you may be taking mild, not offense, but a little chagrin at what I said, you're not the target audience. You're not an undecided. I'm talking about the possible swing votes here. I'm talking about people who don't know what Kerry meant. I'm talking about people who listen to that, to listen to the phrase absence of candor. They have no idea what he's talking about. And then they listen to Limbaugh the next day say that Kerry is nothing but an elitist pig who's talking down to them. Kerry needs to reach those people, and he's not going to do it by using terms like absence of candor. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I can understand. Nobody likes to hear Kerry called on the carpet, especially not by some talk show host. But he's going to get labeled as a pointy-headed liberal by the flying monkey right. They're going to do it to him. You're not the target. I'm not the target. The target are people who have not made up their minds. And when they hear absence of candor, it's going to turn them off, like they did to Gore. Remember how much they made of Gore's intellect, how that was a negative? You and I thought that was ridiculous. But enough people who don't have the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk bought into that and wouldn't vote for him. I'm sorry. Paula, somebody needs to tell John Kerry or the people who write his speeches to stop using terms like absence of candor. I don't care who he's talking to.
But you also, you look at it this way as well, that there could be people that are tuning into you, especially in battleground states like New Mexico, who haven't made up their minds yet, who hear you criticize him for using phrases like absence of candor, that will hear this is a liberal station and they are criticizing him.
If they are the target audience, if these undecideds in New Mexico that you're referring to, in the first place, I don't think there are very many undecideds in New Mexico. There may be. I'm not criticizing Kerry. I'm criticizing the tactics used by his speechwriter. And I'm not going to sway a voter by talking about his speechwriter.
What's bothering me, though, what I get is there's, again, a bombardment of negativity.
Okay, now wait, Paula, you're taking this too far out, and we got to move on because I'm sick of sitting here defending myself on this phone call. I will say what I think is pertinent where it concerns John Kerry's tactics. If that irritates Democrats, I'm sorry, but this is just the way it is. I'm certainly not bombarding Kerry with negativity. I want Kerry to win. That's why I'm here every night. That's my entire point. And if I can see my team, if my football team can't pass, I'm going to say, hey, learn to pass. Now, if the other team says, aha, Malloy said he can't pass, sorry. Now, you're putting too fine a point on it, Paula. I don't mind taking the criticism, but come on. You're starting to sound like my mother-in-law, okay?
Well, I just think you might sort of help Bush.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm going to move on, Paula, because you don't seem to understand what I'm trying to say. I took your criticism. It's time to move on to the next caller. You know, come on, y'all. You don't need to do that to me. I am one of John Kerry's biggest assets. I have a radio program, and I tout him and push his ideas, his philosophy, his candidacy. If I didn't want Kerry to win, I'd keep my mouth shut and let him go down like Gore did. I do want Kerry to win. I will kick his ass, figuratively speaking, every chance I get. And if that influences some undecided mullet head out in Oklahoma to vote for Gore, to vote for Bush, too bad. I'm trying to be helpful here, all right? So ease up a little bit with this. And I can't stand Democrats who I'm not talking about Paula, but Democrats who are so limp-wristed and wishy-washy, oh, don't criticize our boy. I'm not going to convince some fence-sitter not to vote for Kerry just because I critique what his speechwriter came up with, or I want him to be more plain-spoken. So that average people like me, when we don't hear a word like absence of candor, we hear a word like lie. That's what it is. Kerry needs to stand out there and say, Bush lied and people died. That's what he needs to say. Sorry, Paula. Absence of candor doesn't make it. That's the end of that discussion. Robert is calling from Santa Barbara. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks.
Hey, let me put you on hold and I'll come right back, pal. There's some music, so I got a break. Again! I'll be right back and pick you up on the other side of the break, Robert. Stay with me here. This is Air America Radio.
When I opened my mouth, out came bah, and the anchorman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered, electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly news? Do you watch it?
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has 2 maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook. Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Hey, America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
Oh, okay. Use that as a promo.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I cannot trust any mainstream media.
We're with
the
you.
Only media I trust is Air America.
Okay, another promo. Appreciate it.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Before the hour. Robert is calling from Santa Barbara. Back to Robert, I should say. Sorry, Robert. Losing my mind here tonight.
You got to pay the rent.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, in Santa Barbara, we get Air America perversely on a Clear Channel station.
Yeah.
But you must be too hot for them because they cut off right when your show comes on.
Really?
They put some Phil Hendry guy on or something.
Yeah.
His
show, Hendry's show, is funny the first 180 times you hear it. Then it gets kind of like predictable. But yeah, I'm familiar with Hendry. He plays. He and I used to work at WSB here in Atlanta. But I'm sorry you can't get our program in Santa Barbara.
Well, I have to stream it on my computer.
Yeah, you can always get Sirius Satellite Radio and get it that way.
Yeah, except I'm a poor guy, so.
Yeah, it's not.
I can get it on my computer. I can afford that.
Okay.
I think what you're saying is right. I think Kerry needs to hire an advertising jingle guy to give him some little sound bites that could get played over and over. You know, because we've dumbed down everything. He uses fancy words that are intelligent, but we're held hostage by the idiots out there.
Mm-hmm.
Those people in the middle who can't make up their mind.
I know, and it's a sad commentary on the state of discourse in this country, whether it's political discourse or entertainment or sports or whatever, that presidential candidates can be suspect if they use a language that is not instantly and readily recognizable by average voters. It's a shame. It's a bigger commentary on what we have become, and not necessarily a commentary on John Kerry, if you understand what I mean.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think the media is culpable on this. You know, they will only play little sound bites, and Bush fits perfectly into that. He can't speak a compound sentence. It's mm-hmm. like you're talking to a fifth grader. You know, and the media is. So infotainment that that's all they'll do, a little sound bite, and there it is, boom, gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I think hopefully he's listening to your show and he'll take this to heart. But what I was thinking of saying is that I would love to see John McCain's face if someone asked him who he would rather have at his back in a tight situation, John Kerry or George W. Bush.
Say it again.
Who, in a tight situation, you know, a tight military situation, who he would rather have covering his back, George W. Bush or John Kerry?
Oh, sure. I'm sure McCain. Well, McCain, being the coward and the enabler that he is, would probably immediately fall on his knees and say, well, of course, George W. Bush.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I hate to think he's that callow, but I suppose it's possible.
I think that's the case. Robert, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. You know, it really is a shame that using words like candor and precipitate are off-putting to the average voter. You know, I'm getting emails from people now who are saying, you know, they're busting my chops for bringing this up, you know, just like the caller. And that's amazing to me, you know. It's not my fault that America is this cesspool of gross stupidity. It really isn't. It's not the fault of anybody on this network. We don't talk down or up to anybody. We just do the programs. But I don't want to suffer another 4 years of this monstrous regime. I know you don't either. So my comment, you know, that Kerry needs to stop using language that you and I might find just normal conversation. If that means Kerry needs to get a bit more plain spoken to get elected, what the hell's wrong with that? You know, I'm getting a lot of emails here from a lot of elitist jackasses who are taking me to task for saying that using words like candor and precipitate are counter to what Kerry should be doing. And I don't know what to say to you people. You people amaze me. You just don't get it, do you? Huh? Clinton never talked above the heads of people, and Clinton is far smarter, I think, than John Kerry or George Bush or pick a name, would ever hope to be. It didn't hurt Clinton to speak plain language. He was windy and wordy, and he went on and on until people fell asleep. I'm not suggesting that Kerry talk like Bush. Nobody's that stupid. But if Kerry is interested in connecting, he's got to change the way he talks. Sorry, that's just the way it goes. Just speak more like the so-called common folk. Talk to us who don't have to stop and think when we hear what he has to say, or he'll go down like Gore. I know Gore won, but he hasn't been president for the past 4 years, has he? It should have been a landslide. We had 8 years of relative peace and 8 years of relative prosperity and 8 years of fiscal responsibility and 8 years of trying to get a handle on things like global climate change and other aspects of environmental issues. And it all went down the toilet because Al Gore came across and was reported on as he were some pointy-headed intellectual. Is that fair? No, that's where we are. We are a stupid-ass nation, okay? We are a population of very, very ignorant people. Look at the polls. How could this country be split roughly 50-50, with an incompetent, half-witted moron on the one hand and a decent human being on the other? How could that be? Doesn't that speak volumes to you? So you elitist folks who are sending me these emails, back off. Send it to somebody who gives a rat's ass, because I don't. I just wanted to get that said, okay? Okay. Randy is calling from Chicago. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Brother Fresh Air.
Now, who is this?
It's Southside Randy from Chicago.
Southside Randy. Oh, how you doing? I've got a Southside Carl. I don't know that Southside Randy. How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. I love you when you're in rare form. You can
That's whenever I'm awake, Randy.
I know it. I love it in you, man.
Yeah. What's up?
I got something to share.
Okay.
This is I got this off the PostGazette.com, but it's written by Peter Walston with the Los Angeles Times.
Mm-hmm.
It's this blogger alleging CBS memos as fraud.
Report where Dan Rather hadn't 60 Minutes hadn't been out there 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, bada bang, bada bam, all this the plan went into action. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, he gave a highly technical explanation posted within hours or minutes, as you say, citing proportional spacing and front styles.
Mm-hmm.
It did not come from an expert in typography or typewriter history. As some first thought, instead, the Los Angeles Times found out that it was the work of Harry W. McDougal, an Atlanta lawyer with strong ties to conservative Republican causes.
Mm-hmm.
He helped draft a petition urging the Arkansas Supreme Court to disbar then-President Bill Clinton following the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Yeah, he's also connected to the Southeastern Legal Foundation.
Right.
Which is an organization devoted to destroying democracy, destroying freedom, destroying the environment. These are real brown shirts. The Southeastern Legal Foundation. There's a Rocky Mountain Legal Foundation. There's several of these around the country. They were put together about 25 years ago specifically to deregulate all the regulations that protected the environment, protected food, protected workers, protected us on the highways. They are real pigs. They are just the lowest of the low, and that's who this guy is.
Well, you know, just one more thing. And I love it because I know you always keep us edumacated, not educated, edumacated.
Right.
It says MacDougall is not a big financial contributor to political causes, having donated $250 to the Georgia Republican Party in 2002
mm-hmm.
when Christian Coalition founder Ralph Reed was chairman. Reed is now a senior strategist for the Bush campaign.
There's a surprise.
Good old boy.
I know. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people, Randy? Hey, thanks for checking in, pal. Southside Randy, huh? All right, I'll remember it next time, all right?
All right, man.
All right, sir. Take care. Appreciate you.
Peace and blessings to you, Mike.
Same back at you, pal. Tito is calling from Hawaii. Tito, welcome to the program.
Aloha, Mike. How you doing?
Aloha. I'm doing fine. How are you?
It's been very entertaining listening to you tonight, and don't listen to those people that are sending you the nasty grams. They've just got nothing else better to do.
Yeah, I hear that.
But you've got a point. I think that one of the things that we should remember is that, and one of the things I like about Kerry is that he's not afraid to try something more effective if what he's doing isn't being as effective. And I think we've seen him do that. And I think that what you're saying is a good point, and one that he probably should look at.
Yeah, this is not hard stuff. Sometimes an educated man like John Kerry, an educated man like Bill Clinton, has got to talk in a language that can be instantly understood and instantly connects with the people whose votes they are seeking.
Absolutely.
To do otherwise is to cut their own throats. This is America. This is the United States of America, 2004. We are the stupidest, most ignorant collection of voters ever assembled in one place in the history of the human race. And that has got to be considered.
That's true. It's all about if you're going to communicate effectively, then you use all the best means possible to communicate to whatever audience you're trying to target. And if that means changing and using Ebonics when in a particular part of the country, then you do what you need to do. But the other thing I also wanted to bring out, and one of the main reason I called was that you were talking a little bit earlier about stories and what's the story and CBS apologizing, boo hoo, Dan Rather.
I mean, hey, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. We got to take a quick break here,
okay.
Tito. I'll come back and pick you up the other side of the break. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid. I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken-Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken-Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken-Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken-Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten before the hour, back to Tito in Hawaii. Tito, go ahead. Wrap it up for me real quick, pal.
Mike, yeah, the point I wanted to make is that, you know, with all this going on about, you know, whether the story's true, whether the letters are authentic or not, and saying sorry and this and that from CBS, I think what they should be focused on, that's old news. The new news is that, you know, members within the Republican Party are now starting to cry and announce and say what... what Kerry's been saying all along, that basically, you know, Bush is lying and that they're incompetent. I mean, McCain said, was quoted yesterday saying that Bush is not being as straight as we would want him to be. Well, that's as nice as you can say he's lying than as I've ever heard.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's not being straight. Well, he's lying to you, okay? Come out right out and say it.
That's the way it should be.
The point is that they're also saying that he's incompetent. Lugar of Indiana was saying that, you know, that the administration is being incompetent. Why is that not a story?
Yeah, and the Republicans are going to couch their language in all sorts of kind of lightweight terminology. It's up to Kerry to call him a liar. It's up to Kerry to call him incompetent. It's up to Kerry to point out the fact, you know, that 1,000-plus Americans are dead now. Remember, we've got a freaking media that's willing to attack Kerry on how he orders and eats a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
So Kerry simply...
That's the biggest for the biggest
that's it.
Hurdle here is the media.
That's right. Kerry has got to be...
Kerry's saying all the right things. The media's not reporting it. You ever notice how whenever they show Kerry, they show him coughing or bumping into somebody or stumbling on the stairs? They never portray him...
I hear you.
Hardly ever. They portray him the way that he normally is. But, you know, it's what we really need in this country after Kerry becomes president is we need media reform.
That's true. Thanks, Tito. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You know, the only way to have good media reform is to stop giving degrees in communications, you know, and start giving degrees in journalism. Kerry simply has got to be super aware of his public image because of what sort of a media we have in this country and the level of political ignorance that we have in this country. I'm not saying the media is fair. I'm saying this because the media is decidedly unfair to John Kerry or to anybody who represents something other than the status quo. These corporate shills that speak, I don't care if they speak on the editorial page of the New York Times or if it's big old jolly Candy Crowley on CNN, I don't care who it is. These are corporate spokespeople. That's what they are. And if there's one thing a corporation does not like, it's change. Even if the streets are littered with corpses, as long as the streets are littered with corpses last year and this year and next year, you know, corpses they can count on. They'll stay with the corpses. Because if somebody comes along and says we don't need all these dead corpses in the streets, that makes a corporation, interesting how they share the same root, nervous. Program tonight was engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and resident rock star Jason Isaac. Thanks, guys. The fabulous Linda Blake answered your calls. Thank you, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program at whiterosesociety.org. And many thanks to our executive producer, She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay. Rachel is calling from Sacramento. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I love your show, and I love what you do.
Well, thank you.
I just had a brief comment. I think you're absolutely dead on about John Kerry needing to adjust the way he speaks to match, you know, his audience. I'm a teacher, and I teach a lot of different grade levels from kindergarten through high school, and
mm-hmm.
I obviously have to adjust the way I speak to match the grade level I'm talking to. And, you know, sometimes I have to establish that I'm intelligent, and then I speak to them in terms they can understand. And
mm-hmm.
you know, John Kerry's smart, so... You know, let's hear it for the masses. I can understand him. I love the way he talks. But I know that there's half the country out there that, you know, just isn't at that education level and needs to hear it in their terms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think he needs to be aware of that.
I think you're absolutely right.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I love you.
Which was kind of the point. Thanks, Rachel. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Henry is calling from New York City. Henry, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. I really, really enjoy your show, and your points are right on, right on. I was a school teacher for 25 years, and I remember first week I was in a classroom, principal got a hold of me and said, brought me to the door and said, Henry, come here, listen. They don't understand what you're saying. I was in elementary school at the time in Brooklyn. Your words are too big. Your concepts are too complex. He said, you got to speak to the youngsters, not at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him, and I broke down my speech pattern and lowered it a bit, lowered the volume a bit. And I just hope there's time for Kerry to do a nice transition into this. And also two quick points. One, his choice of sports. When he was out there windsurfing, I just said, oh, my God, he's out there in Nantucket windsurfing and snowboarding in Sun Valley. Who is directing this man in terms of his presentation, his public persona? And finally, this goes back quite a long time, when I was in sixth grade, our teacher got a hold of us and said, she reached her arms, put them 3 feet apart, and said, you see this first 6 or 7 inches, he said, 90%, this is 10% of the population. And she said, below that, that's 90% of the population in terms
mm-hmm.
of IQ. And he really, I hope someone from the campaign has listened to this, like Mr. Carville, gets with the program.
Right. Yeah, that was my point, Paul. Henry, that was my point. Kerry has got to reach the masses like me. He's got to reach me, and he's not going to do it that way. Hey, thanks for checking in, Henry.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your call. Robin is calling from West Virginia. Boy, here you are again at the very hiney of the program. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mike. You know, getting to come as the closer. That's cool. you've written for CNN. You know, what editor would let you use a word like prevaricate?
None of them. None of them would let me use that word.
you know, you're kind of a literary guy, so a couple of thoughts. We need a weekend with the Carey Media Campaign, locked in a cabin or a tent or something somewhere. They spend 8 hours watching Frank Capra's Why We Fight.
There you go.
And then they read All the King's Men.
There you go.
Where somebody wises up the candidate and says, listen, Willie, don't tell them about your tax plan. Tell them you're going to soak the fat boys and let root hogger die tough hide last the longest.
There you go. In other words, after you have them read this and watch that, you bring in Carville and let him sit them down and say, this is how you have to talk to America.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, Carville's out there executive producing a new movie version of All the King's Men.
The world is just replete with irony, isn't it? Whoops!
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Robin, thanks. We're out of time, pal.
Thank you, Mike. And you have
all right, sir. Take care. If you live in West Virginia, Robin has his own... Another radio talk show dude. Yeah. Thanks for participating tonight. Whether you called, listened, or just sat back and gave me the finger, I appreciate it. And you lurkers, we'd love to hear from you sometime, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Out of stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Here, America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A U.S. military official says the body of an American hostage beheaded by a militant group in Iraq is that of Eugene Armstrong. The group headed by al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi earlier claimed responsibility for the killing. The group also posted a graphic video of the execution on the Internet. The video showed a masked gunman reading a lengthy statement before sawing off Armstrong's head with a knife. Armstrong was seized in Baghdad last week, along with another American, Jack Hensley, and a Briton. Jack Hensley's neighbors in Marietta, Georgia, are expressing outrage that fellow hostage Armstrong was beheaded. In an interview with Atlanta's WGCL-TV, Hensley's wife Patty says the captors need to know that her husband's only intention was to do good in Iraq.
Please keep that in mind, that the situation they're in right now, they don't deserve. They were there to really help people, help.
The hostage takers are threatening to kill Hensley and Kenneth Bigley of England unless Iraqi women are freed from U.S.-controlled prisons in Iraq. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is in New York City, where he addressed students at New York University on Monday. He lashed out at President Bush for what he says is mismanaging the war in Iraq. Scott Solato reports.
John Kerry laced into George Bush.